When a man makes a promise, it's often said that he gives his word. And when a person does what he says, we say he's kept his word. God promised to send our sin-stricken world a Savior. He renewed this promise many times. The coming Savior was called the woman's offspring because he would be born into the family of man, one with our whole race going all the way back to Eve, the first woman. He was called the Lord, our righteousness, because he would live a perfectly righteous life in our place. He was called the Redeemer, because he would pay the price to buy sinners back from the punishment we deserve. But none of these names for the Savior are used by the Apostle John when he writes of his birth into this world. Instead, John focuses on the fact that when God's own Son was born into the human race in the person of Jesus, God was doing what he said he would do. He was keeping his word. So it is that we read in John chapter 1, verse 14, "The Word was made flesh."